Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet boys. Pictures.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by no true love wine. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true.
That? Did you like that? Did you notice that that song was recorded? That's the recording of the initial Buddy Holly song. Did you hear the girl say, "Pitch Ernie," and the guy hit the piano key? So that was a live recording of True Live Ways. Beautiful. Very beautiful. That's when America used to sing in American. Okay. My topic tonight is Last American Dance. The people that know, the people that have seen our country grow, they know things aren't right. They worry. They look at their grandchildren. They worry. They look at their children. They worry. Because they know that over the last 50 years, America has suffered an erosion of morality and patriotism, and nobody cares. It's the other guy's problem. It's not ours. 50 American states came together to create a strong United States so nobody could ever mess with us, and we could always be the masters of our own destiny. And look where we are tonight. We have a crooked FBI. We have a crooked Department of Justice. We have a State Department that has been crooked since World War II. Long penetrated by the communists during World War II, and nothing has changed. We have judges that do the workings of a party. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble, and nobody knows it. Nobody cares. Why? You look at our military. Less than 1% of the country defends us. When they're gone, we're gone. You have no idea. It's no skin off your nose. There used to be a Roman orator who used to say, the Romans don't care what's going on in Gaul or Germania or Iberia. They don't care. All they care about is the pebble in their shoe. And that's very true. It's not going to happen to me. It's happening to the other guy. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And this is our last dance. We will not get another one. Hillary wins. Communism wins. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Just ask yourself this. When in your lifetime have you ever seen school lockdowns and children trained to hide? What is this, Beslan, Russia? And who came into Beslan, Russia to kill those students in the schools? Muslims. It's a culture and a religion and a government. It is not a blender. You can't put them in the blender. They don't blend. They may say, look, we're blending, but they're not blending. And they will tell you, for the fools who think it's all one big religion and we all worship the same God, Muslims will tell you their God never had a son. If you come here, you're supposed to blend. You're supposed to go into the melting pot and come out American. If you don't do that, all you've done is invaded our country and brought your way of life to subjugate us. So, let me tell you what's going on. And this, I got to tell you about Trump. I'm watching Trump tonight. He's doing like, he's making 13 stops over the weekend. This guy, if he didn't have a plane, he would have a cape and he would fly through the air. This guy is the American Superman. He's up at 3:30 in the morning. He's already done 8 hours work by lunchtime. And he's not making any money. He's not getting paid to do this. He's like he says. And now I love the way he says it. He says, it's not me. It's we. It's us. It's us going into the voting booth. It's us who are going to change the country. And you got one shot every 4 years. That's all you get. You get one. You get 10 minutes every 4 years to go into that booth and save the country. And some people don't even bother going. I say, I don't care if you're a communist or whatever you are. Vote. I know that you're hurting me when you vote, but if you don't vote, you're going to hurt the country. Everybody has to vote. We have to know who's doing what and who's where and what side they're on. If we find out the country's 60% communist, just remember this. It is going to come down to a minority fighting for the survival of the country. Because in the American Revolution, 25% of all the Americans that were here rose up in revolt. And 75% said, we'll take a look when it's over and see what we should do. 25% won the American Revolution. And as long as we got 20 to 25% Americans still willing to fight and die for this country, no one will ever take us over. And it's really sad. And we're already in what? The first 50 years of the Muslim wars? Do you see what's going on in Europe? They go, Muslims go out at New Year's and rape all of the European girls. Do you understand what's going on? This is a culture. If you ever want to see the Muslim culture, go to Walid Shubat's website. Shubat.com, Shubat. You will be appalled. You will be horrified. You'll never go back to that website. You can't believe what they do to people. You have no idea. The last time I looked, they had put five men, Christian men, in an oven, like a pizza oven, and they baked them to death. They took 250 Christian kids, and they put them in a dough kneader and pulverized the children. These people, they are incredible in their creativity for death. They can kill you so many ways you have no idea. It is really sad, absolutely sad. So I turned on the TV today, and there's Mike Wallace. I call him Mike, Chris Matthews Wallace, because he was the closest thing on Fox to Chris Matthews. Now it turns out Chris Matthews, who is a diehard Democamo, has come out and endorsed Trump. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So I turn on the TV and there's Chris Matthews Wallace interviewing Mike Pence. Mike Pence is a nice guy. You know, he's a Midwestern country boy. He's a live and let live person. He's religious. He's easygoing. And what is Chris the Skunk asking him? Will you get Trump to swear an oath of fealty to Hillary Clinton if she wins and not divide the party? I got to tell you something. After this election, win or lose, this Rhino party is finished. It is over. It is over. You will never get a Trumpeteer to support the Republican Party. And they have destroyed the name conservative. Nobody trusts conservatives. Nobody trusts Republicans. I believe the Republican Party is 30% Democrat. They're all no good. They're all for themselves. And when the slogan came out, drain the swamp, that's where the swamp is. It's in Washington, D.C. And I honestly believe if you want clean government, and everybody shrugs when I say this, one term per termite. It should be like a draft notice. You serve your country 4 years, no benefits, get the hell out when you're finished. Come and learn the American way, but do not make it pay for yourself. One term per termite, and the only lobby should be in a Trump hotel. And if I was Trump, and I got appointed president, and this is Veterans Day coming up, elected president, the first thing I would do is I would take all the money changers out of the State Department who are ambassadors, who bought their ambassadorship by paying off the Republicans or the Democrats, because that's how you get ambassadorships. You got to be a big donor. And I'd replace every one of those leeches with a vet in a wheelchair. So wherever they go in the world knows the price that we pay for freedom. So having said that, the interview of Mike Pence by Chris the Skunk Wallace, his big issue was, will Donald Trump take an oath of fealty to Hitlery? Now, if you remember the first debate, there were three people that tried to kneecap Trump. He wasn't supposed to survive the first debate. Fox had put the hit out. It was Chris Matthews, Brett Bighead, and Megyn Whoopi Kelly. And they were supposed, their assignment was to destroy Trump. And the first question that Trump was asked, will he swear an oath to the Hitler oath to the Republican Party and not form a third party? And when they asked him that, I said, he can make that pledge because he can start a second party because there's only one party in the country. He said, oh, I never started a third party, but I started a second party. And they try to kneecap him. So here, the day before the election, here's Fox again using the stooge to ask the same question, just turned around a little bit, swear an oath of allegiance to Hillary. Why? How can you swear an oath of allegiance to a woman who supports child murder? You know that the Democrats can't wait until drugs are legalized. You know that. You know they're all wearing little H-pins. You know what the H-pin stands for? Heroin. Yeah. So next time you see a Democrat with an H-pin, say, oh, I see you got your heroin pin on. No, that's for Hillary. Oh, yeah, well, Hillary's for heroin. Oh, no, she's not. Yeah, she fought drugs 30 years. Give me a break. Give me a break. When there's money, there's crime. When there's money, there's bribery. And if you want to get rid of guns, guns that commit crimes, if you want to get those guns off the street, here's what you do. You don't go to a veteran who's got his old 30-06 in the closet and accuse him of being too old to be able to pull the trigger, so we got to take your gun away. You go and round up all the drug dealers and put them in prison for life. And you will see, when the drugs disappear, the guns disappear. The gun crime will disappear. Because drugs is the biggest criminal event in the United States. So when Chris Matthews, and he wouldn't let Pence get away from it. He kept Pence trying to pivot, and Matthews kept hammering, will you say, and he wouldn't say. He eventually Wallace ran out of time. But how can you take an oath to a criminal organization? I'm surprised they didn't ask him to take a holy picture and set it on fire and hold it in their hands when they become made. Now you got to be made in the Democrat Party. It's unbelievable. But I tell you what I would endorse if I was Trump. I would try and get help Hillary get that show, that cooking show, that they're going to open up after she's convicted, Cooking with Hillary at Fort Leavenworth. And they can have OJ doing the baking of the cookies, and El Chapo can do the vegetables. And I can see Hillary now getting on the bus with the bars on the windows, and they'll ask her to sit in the front seat so the bus driver can keep an eye on her. And she'll be waving to Bill. He'll be standing there with tears in his eyes. And as the bus pulls away, he'll climb into the Playboy limo. Okay. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to give you the Star Spangled Banner, the one that the guys like in the Hindu Kush. Sorry about that cough. Okay, it looks like we're going to have to swing down because you want to hear the IRS song? I'll give you the IRS song.
I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof, asking questions like who I know, what's my religion and church I go. They look for buzzwords like conservative speak. How many members in the Catholic League? Abracadabra, abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime, loaded with Democrats who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another audit come today. Abracadabra. Abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. No one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab you.
Okay, we're back. I hope we're back. That was a sudden end. Okay, where are we? Let me see. Let me put my cheaters on. That's an old-time term word. Okay, my next topic is put some ice on it, Hillary. I called. You ever see the movie The Three Musketeers? I read the story by Alexander Dumas. The Three Musketeers. And the woman who was a traitor to the King of France was called Madame Lafarge. And she had a fleur-de-lis on her shoulder. And that's how she could be identified. She had one of the first tattoos. Anyway, I call Hillary Clinton Madame Lafarce. And I heard her attack Donald Trump the other day, and she said, "It is hard to imagine a president who demeans women in the White House." And that's when I replied, "Put some ice on it, Hillary. And after the kids go to bed, let us tell tales of the Oval Office. How about decorating the Oval Office Christmas tree with condoms and phallic art? Is the press outside? Oh, quick, and get my Bible with the extra large cross. Time for a photo op. Do we have any wounded Africans? Can you snap a photo of him dying in my arms? Is that a homeless man asking for help? This is a true story. He has not eaten in 2 days, and no press around. Give him a vote for a Hillary brochure. Hillary steps on an elevator in a new, this is also a true story, steps on an elevator in the New York City hotel. The Latino maid smiles and says, "Nice day, isn't it?" And no answer. Hillary doesn't even look up. "Maid, it's not your place to talk to me." But the best one that nobody ever saw but me and a few other guys, the best one is 911. One of the first casualties was a Franciscan priest who was the fire chaplain. His name was Father Michael Judge. He got killed. I think somebody came off a building and landed on him, and that killed him. And there's a classic photo of four firemen carrying him out of the building. The Franciscan set up a funeral for him at the closest church, which was near the World Trade Center. And all the firemen were lined up. Some of them were coming off the dig site, and they had their work clothes on, and they got in formation, and they were going to review the body as the Franciscans moved the coffin into the church. And all of a sudden, a CNN truck pulled up, and out jumps Hillary, and the cameramen are filming Hillary, and she throws her hand in, out to shake the hand of a fireman, and you had to see the looks on their faces. They were disgusted. They knew what she was doing. They didn't say anything. But one guy turned his back on her. And if you get my book, The Spirit of America Party book, there's a letter in there from a fire captain who blames the Clintons for 911. And he sent her a letter saying, "Please don't come to this 911 ceremony. And then he told her all the reasons why she doesn't deserve to be in the presence of heroes. So, do you have any wounded Africans? Yeah, can you snap a photo of them dying in my arms? The homeless man, the restaurant, Hillary came out of a restaurant on a Sunday night with two other women. They just fattened up, and his bum came up to him and said, "Lady," and he didn't know who she was. He said, "Lady, can you help me out? I haven't eaten in 2 days." And she looked at him like, "How dare you ask me?" And then she started to laugh at him. And she said to one of her aides, "Give him a vote for Hillary brochure." How's that? How tasty is a vote for Hillary brochure? Now, the guy was obviously, he wasn't going to take the money for food. He was an alky. But that's not your choice, you know? If you're doing works of charity, you do works of charity. You don't do a net worth workup, you know? Give me a break. Okay. And that elevator situation with the maid, when Hillary walked out of the elevator, she slipped. I think the maid started to cheer. She nearly fell down. And she falls down a lot lately, doesn't she? Okay. So, the others look disgusted. Okay. CNN was the network when the Clintons sold Elian Gonzalez to Castro for future favors. Do you remember that? I got to tell you, a lot of people don't realize it. If you're a religious person, you're a Democrat, you're in the party of the devil. You're in the Party de la Muerte. You're in the party of death. You do not belong in that party. If you got any love of God, you don't belong in the party of death. They threw God out at the last convention. You don't believe that. So here's what you do. You go to YouTube and you go, "God removed from the Democrat Party." Type it in. Convention. Type that in. And see what comes up. And what you'll see is the mayor, I believe he's the mayor of Los Angeles, calling for a count, a vocal ballot count, on should God stay on the party platform. And he called once and they said, "No, get rid of him." Then he called twice and they said, "No, get rid of him." And he didn't know what to do. And an advisor came up, a woman, and she whispered in his ear, probably something like this. We cannot do this. We will lose too many votes. Everybody will be on to us." So he said, "Okay, we're going to do it one more time." And he said, "Does God stay?" And the voices shouted louder, "No." And he goes, "The yeas have it." And the nays said, "No, they don't." And he goes, "That's it." Right? So they know there's no God. And they're not too thrilled about a flag. They're not too thrilled. I did a bit one time about a flag burning ceremony. You know, the opening of the Democrat convention, and they start with the flag burning ceremony. Obama has said that he would rather see a different flag than the American flag. Obama has said he would rather see a different national anthem than the one that we have because it's too bellicose. You know why it's bellicose? Because it's a song about fighting for survival, and we had to fight for survival. He wanted something like, "I would like to buy the world some Coke." Yeah, that is really sad. So, you know what that means. So they got no God, they got no flag, they got no national anthem, and they got no kids because they're killing 4,700 a day. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And they're paying bounty money. They're taking your tax dollars and they're giving them to Planned Slaughterhood. And Planned Slaughterhood is declaring dividends and profits as they sell baby body parts. You do not want to do a walkthrough in a Democrat chop shop. I have pictures I'll give you one YouTube little clip that I did. It's called Save the Kids. Abu Tom, A-B-U-T-O-M. It's on YouTube. You will see the results of abortion, the horrors of it. And I only did the mild ones. I didn't do the real horrific ones. I have another video that is entitled Abortion is Murder. And that one, you see the real evil of abortion. Abu Tam. But Save the Kids is beautiful. It opens up with a menorah with one candle lit. And a singer sings Ave Maria. And it shows you the beauty of a child. And then it shows you children being tortured to death. And the communists will tell you they feel no pain. And the communists will tell you they're only a little tissue. And the communists will help you kill 1,200,000 a year. And guess how many illegal aliens come into the United States every year? 1.2 million. So, the others looked disgusted. CNN was the network when the Clintons sold Elian Gonzalez to Castro for future favors. And did you know that after they hijacked? I got to tell you, this is an anti-Catholic party. So if you're the old Irish, you know, and your grandfather was in the Democrat Party because it was the party of the little people. It's no longer the party of the little people. It's the party of the big money lenders in the temple of freedom. That's what it is. Get your ass out of there. Your great uncle and your great grandfather would be hitting you, would be raising the lumps on the stick fast and quick if he found out you were in the party of death. Yeah, so get your ass out of there and get back to church. And don't tell us you're a pro-choice Catholic, because Jesus don't buy that. Remember what Jesus said? Suffer little children to come unto me. He was looking way in the future. He was looking when he told the women in Jerusalem, don't cry for me, cry for your children. He was looking 70 years ahead when the Romans destroyed the temple of Jerusalem, sacked Rome, and built the Colosseum with the precious metals from the temple. So, the boss don't like that, what you do to his kids. What you do to the least of my people, you do to me. So, think about that. Get out of that party of death. It is no good. And you're on the auction block, whether you know it or not. Obama used 16 agents to kill Lavoy Finicum. Imagine killing a ranching family and then calling for gun control. Obama used 16 agents to kill Lavoy Finicum, an unarmed rancher. His hands were up until the first bullet pierced his side, just like the side of Jesus. And then they said he was going for a gun. And you know what? There was a guy behind him, 3 feet behind him. He could have stuck the rifle out and put it on his back. And he shot him in the back. And he wasn't the first shot. How sad. He could have tackled them. If he had two hours of football practice, he could have tackled them. And he got out of the car so that the bullets wouldn't affect the people in the car. He knew his time was up. It was sad. You got to go see that video clip. And you just look at it. Remember, there were 16 guys. His wife, and this died. It was out of the press in 10 minutes. His wife said they couldn't have an open coffin because his face was shot up. But when I seen him go down, there were no bullets to the head. So that tells me if his wife is telling the truth, somebody went over and put some rounds in him after he was dead. That is really sad. And that's about as much freedom as you got left in this country. He was right-handed. The gun that he would have been going for would have been on his right-hand side. He was reaching for a bullet wound on the left-hand side. It was covered up in the media in 10 minutes. You know what else is covered up by the communist media? The Democrat or Democamo media? The death of 2,000 GIs in Afghanistan. You haven't heard about one of them. The only GIs you know that died under Obama are the SEALs, SEAL Team 6, in the CH-47, and what was the other one? There was one other, unless I'm thinking of Benghazi, but that's all you know about. That's all you know about. You don't know about anything else. You don't know. Why not? When Bush lost one person, every news media had the name of the KIA, his rank, her rank, the Social Security, their serial number, their town, and a picture of them. And then they stuck 20 mics in the mother's face and said, "How does it feel knowing that your son died under Bush? But under Obama, you don't know about 2,000 dead Americans." What's 2,000? Doesn't mean anything to you because you're not getting a draft notice. And if you do get a draft notice, you can avoid it just like the President Clinton did. Yeah, or you could be like John Kerry. You could go and testify against the troops and throw fake medals over the Washington fence, the White House fence. Have you seen John Kerry lately negotiating all our victories? The last time I seen him, he was running out of a meeting with the Russians and the Iranians, and he looked scared. Yeah. John Kerry. 20,000 Americans under Obama have been wounded, and these wounds are nasty wounds. They get burns, they get their faces burned off, they get their legs. Almost everybody loses their, at least in these IED explosions. And guess what? You know, the IEDs are assembled in Syria. And guess what they're packed with? Iranian copper lugs. They found out the lugs shred the body better because the copper is soft and can go through and can tear up more flesh. Yeah. And guess where they got the money for the Iranian copper lugs? Obama sent it to them in cash. We are a had nation. We've been had. We've been had. You got 10 minutes to fight for your freedom in a voting booth every 4 years. And that's it. We've been had. Very soon, the country will rise and fall. And the fate of the nation is in your hands. This is your, and you know what? This may be the last election. You may not, they might find a way not to vote. Well, we've decided we're going to keep the job we got. Fidel Castro did it, didn't he? Joe Stalin did it. Adolf Hitler did it. Unbelievable. This is your only chance to save your country. You'll never get another. We have no choice but Trump. We have been betrayed by both parties. Trump is an outsider and not supposed to get this far. The only reason he got this far was your vote, your support. And if you don't stand tall on Tuesday, we're all up the fat lady's burqa. Very soon, the country will rise and fall. And just remember this, Trump never sold us out. And I heard some Democamo saying, well, the moral equivalent is not much difference between Hillary and Trump. Yeah, Trump versus the bitch of Benghazi. Trump never killed anyone. Trump never left troops to die. Trump never covered up Obama's losses in Afghanistan using the communist media. 2,000 dead Americans and 20,000 wounded. Hidden by the press. And you know how they hit them? How clever they were. The first day they were in office, they changed the terminology. They were no longer American GIs. they became NATO troops to be identified later. And then they shipped the bodies home when nobody was looking. How many times did Obama go to the airport to greet the 2,000 bodies? Was he there every week? Trump is up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You think if he's got a dead GI on his hands, he's not going to pay his respects at the airport? Trump did not release 5,000 drug dealers to handle the big heroin shipments coming in from Cuba and into your kid's life. And that's what the H-pin is for, Democrat heroin. Trump never smuggled, no trace, little Latino children into slavery USA. They got these kids working in chicken coops, gathering eggs. And when they're bigger, they put them in brothels. And if they kill them, nobody misses them because nobody knows they're here. And Trump never aborted 4,700 children a day. And Trump never shored up Cuba, Hezbollah, and ISIS. Trump is not anti-Catholic. Trump has no slaves. And if you're doing drugs, you're a slave. And you know what? The communists have been enslaving Americans since Mao Tse-tung grew the first poppy crop in 1929 to destroy the United States. And they came in. The Chinese were the first. They brought drugs up to South America. And when the Russians learned how profitable it was, they created their own drug routes. There's a book called Red Cocaine by a guy named, I think, Joe Douglas. On the cover is a picture of Lenin and a hypodermic needle and some crack rocks, the hammer and sickle. Get that book. You'll be sick. You can assume, you know, they say if you see one rat, there's a million. You can assume if there's one bribe-taking politician, they're all taking bribes. We have a congressman, young boy, went to college, became a lawyer, ran for office. We sent him to Washington. Within 6 months, he was corrupt. Totally corrupt. You know how corrupt he was? He started a second family in Washington without telling the first family. He had a baby and a mistress. And he got drunk. And one cop doing his job, when he saw the car going up the Congress steps, he pulled him out of the car, and he was arrested. And then his life story unveiled. And the sad part was that his wife was completely isolated from the story and never knew about the mistress with the baby. And she was taking care of two of his little girls. And you know why she didn't know? Because his family paid the bills of the second family. So she wouldn't see and question the checks going out of the checkbook. How's that? And that woman is the most betrayed woman that I know in American history. Her and her two daughters. And now he's gone to rehab like Anthony Weiner. And they're trying to sneak him back into the Republican Party. He had to resign as a congressman. So, and the sad part about the followers of Bernie, they don't know it, but Bernie gave them the shaft. Bernie sold them out. And Bernie promised them he would be fighting for them and their ideas on the platform at the convention. And instead, he took the consolation prize and bought a third home, third socialist home, for $600,000. The reason you're paying all these taxes is because you've got tax junkies in Washington, and their Jones is big. And Trump didn't throw God out of his party. Vote Trump and live better and safer than you are now. When we come back, I'll talk about the Electoral College map, and there may be a ray of light. I'm going to give you a French Arabic tune called Comme Toi. It's very sexy. Oh, we're not going to do that one. Here's a good one. We're not doing that one either. Oh, I got a problem. The reason I picked that song to play, and that was by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and all you Mormons out there, I pray you vote for Trump. I really do, because it's the devil or the deep blue sea, and at least you can swim in the deep blue sea. But, and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir has some beautiful songs, beautiful hymns. The reason I picked that song was I was watching some World War II footage, and there was a British, battleship, hosting a meeting between Roosevelt and Winston Churchill. And the entire ship sang that hymn. The entire ship sang that hymn. Do you know what the second choice was for the American National Anthem? The Battle Hymn of the Republic. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Oh, I'd love to see Obama sing that one. Yeah, he wouldn't know what to do with his hands. Unbelievable. Okay, we're back. And everybody's showing the Electoral College map. And I mentioned that there's two states that did not light up for Trump. And it's very sad. New York and New Jersey. We have a communist mayor in New York. He spends more time in Cuba. And the poor Cubans that got the shaft by the Democrat Party are living in Miami. And they have a flag that John Kennedy told them one day would fly over Havana, and it's over a football field or a baseball field down in Miami. They got the shaft big time. And they lost the war against Fidel, the invasion. I call it they got caught at the Bay of Kennedys. It's the Bay of Pigs. Oh, and by the way, Elian Gonzalez, when he was snatched by the Clintons, do you know when it was? Holy Week. Washington was empty. You couldn't find a judge that wasn't hiding under a bed. You couldn't get any legal help. Clinton's timed everything, just like this FBI announcement. When did it come out? Today? Sunday? One day before the election? We're in trouble. Francis Fox Piven said every agency in the United States is infiltrated. We have our people in the right places. You don't even know who she is. I don't even know who she is. But I got a friend that's a big anti-communist who used to call into Bob Grant on Sundays. And he keeps me appraised of how bad that only one side is fighting, and it's not us. But that's what she said. They've got all their seeds planted. And when Obama first came into office, in one day's news, and speaking of one day's news, the reason you don't know about the 2,000 dead in Afghanistan and the 20,000 wounded, they reclassified the Americans as NATO troops. And everybody here thinks they're buried in Holland. And that's how we're being hoodwinked. We're being sold out and sold down. And if you think that slavery only applies to the Middle East, you haven't seen anything. You haven't seen anything yet. You know, when the Kuwaitis, when the Iraqis went into Kuwait, they rounded up all the women. They took them to the Kuwait Zoo. And they raped mothers and daughters. The oncoming troops were treated to some bennies. How would you like to be an American with a gun to your head watching your wife and daughter being raped? Oh, that could never happen here. We'll sue them. That's what we'll do. I know a lawyer. Yeah. We're in trouble, folks. In big trouble. Never can happen, happens all the time. If you told me that two buildings in New York would be bombed by Muslims and reduced to rubble, I would say impossible. Yet, and look how long it took to rebuild the World Trade Center, and it doesn't look like anything. Look how many years it took. You know how many years it took them to do the Empire State Building? I think it was built in less than a year. And it's still standing. And a plane went into it. And right after World War II. Not as big as one of the jets, but the plane went into the building and it didn't get that far. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. So, two states are not lighting up for Trump, New York and New Jersey. How sad. I remember when Bush was running. And the rhino says we're not spending any money in New York because it's guaranteed Democrat. Yet had come and asked for the vote, he would have got it, because everybody felt sorry for him. He got left holding the Clinton bag. And it was the Clinton bag. When Bush came to office, he thought he was going to have a good old time like Clinton's had, because they kicked all the cans down the road. What Bush didn't know was one of those cans was the fall of the Clinton Towers. Bin Laden was given two invites by the Clinton can kickers. He came in 1993, and he failed. Then he returned in 2001 to finish the job. Tell you a quick story that you don't know about. There's a guy, his name is Pepe, Louis Pepe. He's a guard in a federal jail in Manhattan. He was a guard in a federal jail in Manhattan. Remember the first bombing, 1993, only a few people got killed, and we all laughed at how stupid the Muslims were, because one of the guys who delivered the bomb went back to get his deposit from the truck rental people. And we said how stupid they are. But you know what? They got better. They learned from their mistakes. And they decided to turn four planes into missiles. Two were designated the World Trade Center. And I often said, yeah, they paid with credit cards, but they didn't. I think they paid with cash. They paid with credit cards, and they were put in for collection. Yeah. How sad. So the Clintons, so Bush thought he was going to have a good old time just like the Clintons. And he got a wake-up call. He was in a school, mostly black children, and he was reading them a story in Florida. And Andy Carr whispered in his ear, we are Phuket, boss. We are Phuket. We got two buildings on fire in New York, the World Trade Center. It's really sad. And you sort of looked a stunned look on Bush's face. And then the communist said he took 9 seconds extra to leave. 9 seconds. And the plane that went into Shanksville was headed to the Congress. And I often wonder, would we have been better off if it had made it? We lost 3,000 people. But the Supreme Court says the mothers with babies, the babies don't count as human beings. So those mothers died alone. No, they didn't. They died with John Jr. and Sis. And those babies should all be named by the families, and they should be on the monument with their mother. Because that's who they died with, and that's who they went to heaven with. So, what are we going to do? So the Clintons had a chance to get bin Laden once in Sudan and once when he was falconing with an Emirates prince in the Hindu Kush. We had a clear shot, and President Pinocchio Pan said no. And I often wondered, did the Clinton Foundation get a donation from the prince's father? It is really sad. Can we see the books? No way you're going to see those books. You can't even see Obama's proof of his homework. Yeah. You take what you can get, right? Whatever they give you, you take, and you don't ask. You keep your mouth shut. And stop praying out loud. You've been instructed from now on only a moment of silence. The Clintons had two chances to take out bin Laden. And who are we serving today? Are we serving the King of Morocco? What does $12 million give the King of Morocco from the Clinton Foundation? Trump does not want to see his city die as people run from the big nuke cloud. And on that day, that happens. Global warming goes to 30,000 degrees. So New Yorkers, don't vote for anyone but Trump. And when I tell people he needs New York and New Jersey, or New York or New Jersey, they look at me like, forget about it. He'll never get them. Why not? He's a New Yorker. Hillary was never a New Yorker. Why? Because she wore a Yankee cap? She has never been a New Yorker. Trump needs New York and New Jersey. Don't vote for anyone but Trump. You won't live to hear the DNC pre-written speech of how you will be missed and what great people we were before the meltdown. And in your memory, they're going to rebuild this city in 50 years, and you will be sorely missed. I don't want to hear that. I don't want my name to be a street. And so can you turn on the view now? I want to get my brain wandered. Trump needs New York and New Jersey. If you never served your country, do it now. It is Trump or never. Have you ever heard of a street draft where the truck pulls up with armed guards and you have to get on and go to the front? You don't think that can happen? Happened to the French in 1914. They were put in taxi cabs and sent to the front to stop the Germans. Did you know there's a Russian division 50 miles from Alaska? Was moved there last month. Why is China taking over parts of Vietnam and parts of the Philippines? And why did we lose the Philippines to communism? Why did we lose the Philippines to China? Why did the president of the Philippines call Obama the son of a whore? The Philippines died. They got bayonets in the back giving dying Americans cups of water on the Bataan Death March. The Philippines died with us. The Philippines fought with us. They're our brothers in arms. You got to read MacArthur's invasion speech and just read the last paragraph. It'll make your hair stand on end. Rise up. Strike for your sacred dead. You got to hear it, man. It is Trump or never. That is what happens when we lose a handful who protect us now. We have a skeleton crew of freedom. They can't hold out. And why should they hold? Why should they fight for us? If they pull the trigger, they go to prison. And their families lose all benefits. So here's the wage earner. The guy joined the military to serve his country, to avenge 9-1-1. He's on a battlefield, and he fired first, so he's going to prison. There are so many horror stories that if you looked into them, you would be sick. When we come back, I'll tell you one horror story that's really sad. Donald Trump needs New York and the Garden State, and he can make America great. Besides, what do you have to lose? Freedom? What's freedom? That's the question that your kids are going to ask. What was freedom like, Daddy and Mommy? Go to a tune.
A Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle will do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the pony. I am your Yankee Doodle boy.
So here's what I wanted to tell you. You're never a minority if you're an American. Americans are the majority, and that's your handle, man. You're never a minority if you're an American. Those who divide us will destroy us, and those who want to take your guns away intend to kill you. It is really sad. So, in closing, it looks like Monday is our last day of freedom. And then we have to renew a contract for freedom. And the only way we do that is go and vote. When we get in that voting booth, say a little prayer that the outcome is in your favor. Not in the favor of the Communist Party of the United States. Not in the favor of the party of death. But in the favor of your grandchildren, your children. In the favor of that bag woman who was standing on Trump's star, handing out vote for Trump brochures, a little black lady. All her belongings were in a shopping cart. And her own people beat her up. Except if you look at the video, the first guy that accosted her was a big fat white guy. And he looked like a party stooge. And he started pulling all her brochures out of the cart and tearing them up. And then somebody either knocked her down or pushed her. And you see her on the floor with the cart on top of her. And they're all laughing at her. They're all laughing at her. What you do to the least of my people, you do to me. That's Jesus on the floor. And it doesn't matter if, and one guy's saying, oh, where's her crack pipe? It doesn't matter. She's an American. She's down. You're supposed to, the strong must always protect the weak. You broke the American creed code. And they all stood there and laughed at her as she lay on the ground. Not one person came over to protect her. Not one person knelt down and consoled her. And if that's what's waiting for all of us around the bend, we're screwed. And it was really sad. And Trump had a scare yesterday. You see that one? The guy said he was a Republican against Trump. Turns out he's a Democrat. He's a Democrat rat. Yeah. And they thought he had a gun. As soon as he was cleared from the area, Trump came back out and says, they're not stopping us. And that's what we need. We need a president with two big liberty bells who gets up early in the morning and goes to work. And he's all alone. He's standing up there. He's Gary Cooper at high noon. The town wants him, but they don't want to help him win the town back. They're standing on the sidelines. And when he cleans up the bad guys, they're going to ask him to leave because he's kind of violent. It is really sad. So Trump is all alone out there. And he's been barnstorming. He goes to town to town. He has probably visited more places. You know who was the last honest Democrat? Harry Truman. Do you know what Harry Truman's job was as a senator? I think he was a senator. Know what his job was? He was to investigate all of the corruption in the defense contracting business. When he left office, he was as broke as the day he came in. He owed a mortgage on his home. And back then, his mortgage was probably 24 grand. And he had to write a book to get out of hock. And here you got Hitlery, $12 million from the King of Morocco. What about the uranium? 20% of all American uranium they sold to the Russians. Tell me about it. Tell me that we're not ripe for a takeover. Tell me we're not the decline of Rome. It is really sad. And you know what Harry Truman said? When they call a roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. And he also said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. And he said buck stops here. If he was alive today, he would beat Obama with that plaque. And you know what else he said? Heads up, Bill Clinton. Listen to this one. Heads up, JFK. Listen to this one. And you know, he resigned from the committee in Missouri, I think, to elect JFK because he saw corruption. He wanted no part of it. He was offered women at a party, and he turned to the guy that did it. And he said, don't you ever offer me anything like that again. I'm married to one woman. And then, upon learning that some guy had cheated on his wife, who was a politician, he said, how can a man be faithful to his country if he can't be faithful to his family? That's why the Ten Commandments is gone, folks. They don't want you to remind. They want you to remember maybe two of them. So we're closing. I'm going to try and close with an Irish song about betrayal. It's called Patriot Games. And it's a guy that's been talked into serving his country. And as he's dying, he realizes his country betrayed him. And he wishes his rifle to give the same to the Quislings who sold out the Patriot game. How come we don't know who did the deal for 20% of American uranium going to the Russians? How come we don't have the names of everybody involved in it? Why is the media now the tool of the party of death? Say a little prayer when you get into that voting booth on Tuesday, that God directs your hand to save your country, because your country is in your hands for 10 minutes of your life. Patriot Games won't play. Let's see what we can find. I want to give you a good one. I'm having trouble. Bear with me. Got it. The original cast of World War II. You hear the scratches in the record? He's 47 scratches. 8,000 people were scratched, died for this country. 77,000 missing in action. And you think you're not going to pay any dues before you leave this land? Good luck. Listen to the roar of the sea. That's our show, folks. God keep you safe. Vote Trump and live.